What does the N-word mean to you?
I don't like when Africans say it.
I'm sorry, what?
We're different.
Y'all picking it up because it sounds fun.
Who do you think white people dislike more?
I don't think they really know the difference.
So Cut released Africans versus African Americans, Truth or Drink. Let's react. Young Apollo with the brother. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, several of you sent me this video and said I should react. I'm going to qualify in the African American category. My father, as you all know, is from Nigeria. My mom, from here in the United States. Do I feel a stronger attachment to Africa or do I feel a stronger attachment to America? 100%, hands down, the answer is America. Do I have sprinklings of Nigerian culture in my life? Yes. But outside of my father being from Nigeria, I have no ties to Africa. So let's play Truth or Drink.
We're doing Africans versus African Americans, Truth or Drink. Why did I get started off spicy? Who do you think gets laid more, Africans or African Americans?
Africans, to be honest.
Africans have a lot of kids, big family structure. That's a big thing. So there's that. But, you know, if we're talking like Riz and Game.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I'm thinking Black Americans.
No bunnies are there, so therefore they want a taste of everything, right?
Yeah, like so, cultural sampling, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, you gotta clarify that one.
A white girl that likes African Americans or Africans or just black people in general.
I mean, honestly, I feel as though Africans have the gift of gab. I feel like they really want it, they're gonna get it. So I would say Africans get laid more.
Okay. Yeah. My dad being Nigerian, the stereotype that I hear the most is Nigerian scammers.
When the son of the deposed king of Nigeria emails you directly asking for help, you help.
A little too close to home, that one. But maybe that is the gift of gab. You know, if you can scam people, maybe you're also getting ladies.
No, I live in an apartment that is predominantly Africans and African Americans. And most of the African people I see walking around has a lot of kids.
Yeah, we got here somehow.
What did I say?
So.
There might be a lot of different types of American women who might judge African men and would not want to sleep with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably black men.
They'd
be out here.
Yeah.
I feel like African men be presenting as more got it together too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The Nigerians, like, especially.
Yeah, shoulders up. You feel me? Yeah. Chin up. Yeah. Like, they walk around with confidence.
Exactly.
Also, they have more, you know, traditional family structure a lot of the times with African men. So if women are into that, might be the way to go. I don't know.
How do you feel about the term African American?
It just feels a little confusing simply because, to me, the African American culture and the African culture does not have camaraderie like I feel like we should. And I always feel like I don't really identify with African American because that part of the African side don't really embrace me. So I'll be like, I'm black.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would embrace you. You're cool people.
Thank you.
There does seem to be a little bit of butting heads when you compare Black Americans to Africans. And I'm not sure that, in general, either side likes the comparison. But because African people have such strong cultural traditions and values and certain family structures, a lot do not like being compared to Black Americans. And a lot of that is due to the current state of Black culture in America, the current state of the Black family. So I can sort of see what he's saying when he expresses that he doesn't feel a deep camaraderie with Africans as an African American. Oh my gosh, the terminology is all over the place.
We are as American as it gets because we've been here for better or for worse since the creation of the country. Versus, like, when you say like African Americans, it kind of denotes like a generation ago, this generation, two generations ago, they're from a different country. But it's like, no, we've been here longer than like half the white people have been here.
Huh, so he doesn't like African American because he feels like it takes away his family's and ancestry's foundational presence in the creation of this country. That is an interesting take as to why you would not like the phrase African American. I would have imagined that people would like it even more because it talks about that connection of the transatlantic slave trade from Africa. I've never heard it from the other perspective. That is very interesting.
What does the N-word mean to you? Do you think you take offense to it as much as African Americans do?
Depending on the context.
I hate that word, but have I used it with the A sound before? Yeah, with my close friends.
I don't like when Africans say it.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't like when Africans say the N-word.
With the, just any type of way?
We're different. I do hear you and understand you, right?
Every African, I promise you, every African that says the N-word, I tell them, do your parents say it? And they all be like, hell no. And I'm like, so why do you? My parents say it, my grandparents say it, they grandparents say it. No African parents, grandparents in
general. Yeah, I will say mine will never.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we gotta work hard to get rid of it. It's like, y'all picking it up because it sounds fun.
I'm glad that you shared that with me because I never heard someone have an issue with African people saying that word.
I guess I understand what he's saying. Like, if through your lineage you are attached to this word because of the slave trade and its use and its reclaiming, then you wouldn't want somebody who doesn't share that lineage to be able to say the word. But you're going to have a hard time deciphering, like, who's African, who's not African. There's a handful of times where I've ever heard the N-word used by somebody who is not Black and in a negative capacity. For the most part, it seems like the word has been reclaimed to, I guess, state a shared experience among Black people. And of course, you hear it in rap music thrown around all the time. It doesn't really pack the sting that it once had. Do I get offended by hearing the N-word ever? No. I don't care. You're either using it in a way that is inoffensive and lacks malice, and that's fine, or you're using it with malice and you're dumb. So I'm not offended by that.
Name 10 African countries in 30 seconds or take a shot.
Ooh, 30 seconds? You're rude.
Chad, Congo, South Africa, Kenya, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, Niger, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Libya. My human geo teacher would be so proud.
That's not a lot of time, actually, for someone who's had tequila.
She just said, you're gonna take a shot.
I don't know the difference of countries and cities.
Is Zimbabwe one?
Ethiopia, surprise. Ghana, Nigeria.
Niger, Chad.
Somalian, Nigeria, West Africa.
That's a region.
It's okay, go ahead, take the shot.
You said West Africa.
Zimbabwe, Why am I blanking?
Singalese? Is that a country? It's a city?
We're close. I'll accept. I know what you meant.
Have you seen those videos of people walking around asking Americans just basic questions and the sorts of answers you get?
Who was our first president?
Wait, I'm gonna drop out. How about you?
It was Abraham Lincoln.
You serious?
Now imagine having to name 10 countries in Africa. Rough.
What do you think white people dislike more?
Honestly,
Whoa! We were having fun, guys. I was naming countries. Now you're asking me which one of us do you think white people dislike more? Oh, gosh. I just hate the framing of the question because it assumes that white people disliking either group is a basic truth, and now you have to just decide which one is at a level that is more or less than the other. I don't like that.
I still don't think they really know the difference.
In a professional setting, I hear a lot about white folks really preferring to work with Africans because we really are a lot more submissive in a way.
I don't think so. I think there are maybe other reasons that we could talk about. With a generalization, the differences in culture and work ethic can be stunning. At least in my experience in African cultures, it is driven into you that you need to value your education, that you need to work hard, that you need to constantly be learning, that you need to meet a certain standard of success, that you need to strive for that American dream. And that's why when you look at the success of immigrants in America, Africans are way up there.
They hate the descendants of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? We can't even figure that out in the conversations we're having surrounding reparations. Unless you are running around with some sort of accent, there would be no way of knowing, for the most part, an African person from a descendant of slaves. Ridiculous.
Model minority myth exists heavily in the African community to where, like, they've been brainwashed to think that Black is bad, everything else is good. They're the good ones. This is what you should be as a minority. Go to school, be polite, all the respectability politics.
Could that not just be, you know, a model citizen? You go to school, you get educated, you show people respect, you follow the laws. Is that any different than what we should expect of any citizen living in this country? It's not about necessarily being some, like, minority that is subservient to the hierarchy or the great white power that is in this country. It's just about going, you know what, maybe I should abide by rules in a country that I've been graced to be a part of.
Take a shot if you've ever said Wakanda Forever.
Have I? I've definitely at some point, but like not, like.
You'll never catch me saying Wakanda Forever. Unless Media Matters just takes that.
So at some point, yes.
I might take a shot with you.
To Chadwick Boseman.
I haven't seen the Black Panther.
Damn!
Does that make me a race traitor?
When the first movie came out, I took a girl to go see it.
Yeah.
She's African American.
Yeah.
She legit asked me after the movie.
Oh, no.
She said, are you from Wakanda? And I was just like...
Okay. I've never asked that.
As they say, sometimes it be your own people.
In what ways are Africans misunderstood?
I think we're misunderstood maybe kind of on the topic of like my home country, right? Mm-hmm. In Ethiopia and having war in Tigray. Mm-hmm. When I told my coworker there's war that just started, he was like, oh, but doesn't that happen all the time? That was his response. Someone I respected and I enjoyed working with him brushed it off.
Some white people I've met still think like most of Africa is just like dirt huts.
Yeah, like living in huts. Not yeah. having water,
yeah.
not really having food.
Yeah, there's a lot of misunderstanding of Africa, let alone just like people simply misunderstanding that Africa is its own continent with so many different countries and different cultures. People have this perception that Africa is just wholly underdeveloped. And while that might be true for some areas in this vast continent that is Africa, there are plenty of countries that are developed. It's just a lack of knowledge. And maybe you could call that a lack of interest because they could go and like look it up on their own time. But how often are you in your own time going like, you know what, I'm going to look up another continent and see what they got going on over there and look up the different countries and the different cultures and the food and all that stuff. Very rarely do we do that. Sometimes with ignorance like that, if you're going to call it that, the information just needs to be presented.
There are some things we agree to disagree on. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The darker the flesh and the deeper the roots.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, this is an interesting video, guys. I'm glad that you sent this over my way. It's interesting to draw distinctions between two groups of people that I do feel are often just lumped together, but are all coexisting in this country and having their own separate experiences. So it was interesting to talk about and got to talk about some of my own little experiences in having an African father and what that's like and how that is perceived by people. So an interesting talk. I'm curious if you are from either of these camps of people, African or African American, drop your thoughts on some of the questions that were asked today. If you're from neither of these camps, also give me your thoughts. And as always, we encourage healthy debate in the comments down below. So duke it out, but do so respectfully. And like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And I'll see you tomorrow.